the 70s. Featuring Cook Jura, I got a real dose of that album. That was great.
Hands up who runs action. A few of you. It was a lot like that.
Is a question going in?
Do you think the Dread voice worked?
No.
No. No one you're the sunny bug.
When I'm drawing Dread, probably do Dread for a lot longer than you did. Okay, that's good enough. But Dread's voice was, and Christian Bale stole
it.
No, but there's sometimes Randy would be frightened of Pussycat with his voice, but there was a couple of times the voice went down. But they have the technology to take the actor's voice, render it down. He's a clone. Gravel him up. It really, so it's when he speaks, you go, who says? Oh, wait a wee minute, you know. Because it's just about to kill you. That's what Dread does. It's his hobby.
That's the Eastwood in it, that growling is it.
Well, I always maintain, and John does as well, that Eastwood always copied Dread's voice.
Yes.
As did Christian Bale.
I guess I have an opinion masquerading as a question, but I'm just curious as to what you guys thought of the fact that, I love this. Was really good movie, but there were a lot of, I don't want to dwell on the last movie, the Stallone movie, but the plot was very, very similar in a lot of ways. I'm just wondering how, being authors of the comic that has such a, I guess, a breadth of plot lines, what are your guys' opinions of that?
So kind of the plot of this one was similar to the...
Similar in a way, insofar as, you know, he went and cleared a big building, and there was a bit of a reminiscence of the scene where they cleared out from the levels of the floor with the big gun, and you know, there was a few little, I guess, parallels with the old movie. I'm just wondering what you guys think.
It's the first 5 minutes of the whole movie starts like that from clearing the building.
The bit where it's just two-way split, I was terrified that was going to be a type of bullet. I was terrified. I was like, oh God, no, not the double end. I don't know. I kind of don't remember those bits in this one movie. I remember him like going through that tunnel and being out in the cursed earth and the bit where he's like, all of that.
I
remember all the bits where he's chucking the SKM top his rocket bike like a big criminal. And he had a point on top of the Statue of Liberty, but I don't really remember much else.
Yeah,
the war
robot.
The
cannon said, yeah, that's what I guess what I was getting at, I guess.
So, sorry.